Ukrainian News Outlook.
The headlines for the week ending May 20th. Yanukovych tops list of enemy of the press. Day of protest in Ukraine. And grain harvest will be more than 45 million tons. I'm Keith Parent. Freedom groups have named 23 enemies of the press. The report lists the top violators for 2010, with Viktor Yanukovych at number one. Stephen Fraser in Kiev has the details.
The Institute of Mass Information and Kiev Independent Media Trade Union submitted their annual Freedom of the Press rating report entitled Enemies of the Press 2010 edition earlier this year. The report lists 23 violators of journalists' rights. According to the latest report, the President of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, tops the list. President Viktor Yanukovych responded to the report by saying, "I advocate journalists performing their duty freely. I am for the number of independent journalists growing and our press being independent yet objective." Prime Minister Nikolai Azarov was ranked second in the report, while the head of housing services in Kiev, Vladimir Storozhenko, was ranked the third biggest violator. Mikhail Chechetov, the first deputy head of the Party of Regions faction in the Ukrainian parliament, is the fifth worst violator of freedom of the press. Press freedom advocates say that the freedom of the press in the Ukraine is declining. Yaroslava Mishenko works in internet media and says that currently only electronic media can speak without censorship. According to Reporters Without Borders, Ukraine fell from 89th to 131st rank for freedom of expression over the past year.
And that was Stephen Fraser reporting from Kiev. A nationwide mass protest called Day of Anger has been held across Ukraine to protest rising prices, economic policies, and judicial lawlessness. Many people, including representatives of non-governmental organizations and opposition politicians, gathered from all across the country in front of the Ukrainian parliament in Kiev to call for the government's resignation. Alexandra Malakolov has this report.
The Day of Anger brought together people from all over Ukraine, average citizens, representatives of non-governmental organizations and opposition politicians, and gathered in front of the Ukrainian parliament in the capital Kyiv to air their grievance. They are protesting against rising prices and what they call the failure of the government's economic policies and judicial lawlessness.
I'm ready for the revolution, but it's not me who has to initiate it. The young generation has to remove the authorities who are leading the country in the wrong direction.
Ukrainian polls show that the support of the incumbent Ukrainian authorities is declining rapidly. 49% of Ukrainians do not support President Viktor Yanukovych. According to the polls, the Prime Minister has the full support of only 5% of Ukrainians. However, the rally was not as large as anticipated. The protest leaders assured it was mostly due to the fact that over 1,000 policemen caught on top of the rally area in order to prevent large crowds from forming. In a statement, the Ministry of the Internal Affairs said the protest was illegal and that protesters will face prosecution in the courts.
There are about 1,400 policemen. The only reason they are here is to prevent possible aggression.
Protesters say bringing criminal cases against peaceful protesters is a tired policy of the current government. They say the tactic is used as a measure to counter opposition voices.
The rally is legal. Moreover, the same rallies are being held in other Ukrainian cities. We will stay here at least until the end of next week.
Experts say most people are pessimistic about the direction the country is heading. Polls seem to agree, as over 63% of Ukrainians believe the country is heading in the wrong direction. For the most part, the rallies ended peacefully. Ukrainian Prime Minister has called the action politically loaded and stressed, as far as such events will take place, the country would be mired down. The Day of Anger gathered thousands all over Ukraine. Experts say, despite the fact that people have lost their faith, the revolution is on the horizon as the society is suffering from social, economic, and political destabilization. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
On the basis of hearings on the state and prospects for the development of Ukraine's economic relations with the European Union and the Customs Union, the Rada adopted a resolution determining European integration as one of the main foreign policy priorities. The completion of negotiations and signing of the agreement on a free trade zone between Ukraine and the EU as an integral part of the association agreement with the EU was called an immediate task for the near future. At the same time, it was noted that support for trade, economic, scientific, technical, and investment cooperation between Ukraine and foreign countries on a reciprocal basis is among the basic principles of foreign policy. And finally, the grain harvest in Ukraine this year will be more than 45 million tons. That's according to the first Deputy Agricultural Policy and Food Minister. According to the bread and fodder stocks in the regions, farmers plan to harvest 45 million tons of grain. He said this at a press conference in Kiev on Thursday. He added that this year, Ukraine has significantly changed its crop structure, taking into account scientific-grounded recommendations. He said that farmers are expanding cornfields, and for the first time in Ukraine's history, the area of cornfields will exceed 3 million hectares. He said farmers have already sown 3.2 million hectares of corn. The minister added that this year farmers have increased their use of mineral fertilizers to 78 kilograms per hectare, compared to 51 kilograms last year. And that was a look at some of the headlines for the week ending May 20th from Ukraine. If you wish to subscribe to this program in iTunes, just go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on Nash Holos. I'm Keith Perron.